Get off Biden? No, I will not get off Biden. Point is that we got several issues we've got to figure out. Number one, where is it we're keeping long-term? Where are we going to keep all the extra coins long-term? Number two, I want people to understand this, okay? We have to form a treasury. We're going to have some OTC deals with some strategic partners that are going to help the coin go further. And so part of that supply is going to be left for those people, okay? And what we're going to be doing with that is they're going to have a lockup on those, the 6 months, not to sell for at least 6 months at all. For the team, we're not going to be able to sell for, or for the Bitcoin Foundation and our backers, we're not going to be able to sell until there's at least a $500 million market cap. $500 million market cap. And that's not going to be hard at all, we don't believe. Our goal is to shoot to be a top 10 coin. In the bull run, we think that's probably $35 billion plus. That's the S. Now, we can't promise that. Cannot guarantee, cannot promise. That's the goal, okay? So that's 1,000X from where we were last week. Okay, give you guys some perspective there. But the point is we've got to figure out where these are going to be held for the long term, okay? How much treasury funds are going to come out? Part of the liquidity pool profits are going to have to pay for salary and expenses, okay, for the team. We've already got, I believe, the COO nailed down. Got to finish that, get that deal actually completed. It's going to have its own team. We're going to have advisor tokens. Why do people do advisor tokens? Because the advisors are motivated to push the project further and continue to make connections. So there, you guys will see some movement with the coin, with the supply, and the reason for that is for all the reasons I just laid out. Team tokens, advisor tokens, treasury tokens, like I said, OTC deal tokens. So I don't know what percentage that's going to come in at. We're going to keep you guys up to date and keep that transparent so you guys know. I'm going to let you guys know about all that today. The roadmap, we're going to be debuting the roadmap Thursday night on the channel. So be ready for that. The roadmap's going to be absolutely huge. We got a lot of cool ideas. So there you go. That wraps up everything going on with Bitcoin. We're so excited about it. Guys, this is a hallmark moment in crypto. I'm telling you, this is an inflection point for crypto. It's a big movement. And you guys are going to see things are going to be different from this point forward. We're going to create a CoinDesk competitor. We're going to take out the crypto news industry. For sure, that's something we're going to be doing. You'll be on the lookout for billboards the next 1 to 2 weeks. You guys are going to start seeing billboards around about what we're doing. They're going to be strategic. You may not know it first or even ours, but you guys are going to find out about that. So super excited. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's go ahead and check out the markets today, see what's happening. Let's start real quick by seeing where we're ranked on CoinMarketCap today.
By the way, that is the right address. I double-checked
it. It is perfect. Okay, right now we're coming at 395. We have broken into the top 400.
Wow.
For those who said top 50 is impossible, guys, we ain't even that far right now, and we are just getting going. We're at a $54 million market cap. Okay, we got this guy, Venom Hex. This man, I can't believe Ben shilling me an S-coin. If you think it's an S-coin, get out. Get out. If you don't believe in what we're doing, get out. I don't want you here. If you do not believe in what we're doing on this channel, get the F out. I don't want to see you. So don't come in here talking smack with what you don't know, because you, sir, are going to end up looking like the biggest idiot on the internet in 2 years, period. And when I tell you something, it's happening, I promise. I will work my fingers to the bone to make this the greatest impacting coin that's ever existed. Do you understand the kind of gift I've been given? I'm an influencer. I can't launch a coin. But the Bitcoin Foundation can buy one, make me the chairman, and that's what's happened. So you're about to see, you guys know the Tim Tebow speech? Can we watch the Tim Tebow speech? Can we watch it real quick?
Why not?
Let's watch the Tim Tebow speech. I want to watch it.
Let's do it.
I am the Tim Tebow of crypto influencing, as you guys know. Do you see what I built? Do you see this 40,000 square foot studio we have? And you still doubt me? Low IQ. Where's it at? Tim Tebow speech. There it is. Let's watch it. This is one of my favorite things. I hated Tim Tebow when he played. I'm a Georgia fan. I hated it. Tim Tebow made this speech after they lost to, I believe it was Ole Miss. Let's hear it.
Good game plan. You know, we just, we didn't start out great, but then we got momentum going. A little bit.
Let me find it.
Because this will motivate me.
My God.
Don't play up to our ability. I'm sorry. Extremely sorry. You know, we were hoping for an undefeated season. That was my goal. Something Florida's never done here. But I promise you one thing. A lot of good will come out of this. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season, and you never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push everybody the rest of the season, and you never see a team play harder than we will the rest of this season. God bless.
Amen. You will never see someone work as hard as I'm going to work. You will never see a team work as hard as our team is going to work here. You'll never see a team work like the Bencoin team is going to work. We have different motivations than these other projects. Some of them are good. We have projects out there that have good motivations. We have different motivations. The goal is not Bencoin to the moon. The goal is crypto adoption. And just like with crypto adoption, when it comes, naturally, Bencoin will go up. Why? Because we are crypto adoption. And then here's a look at it. You guys can see the bullish crossover. We just hit another bullish crossover. Wow. Every single time we've hit one of these, we've gone up. That's very insignificantly as well. Wow. Okay. This actually is pretty interesting news. Okay. Here we go. I got it. Guys, this is probably looking at this chart and basing this solely on this chart. And I know I just told you to be careful about what people say, but if you look at the track record, AJ, can you come ride that behind me and right off the screen? Thank you. We have a bullish crossover here, okay? It went up 136%. This would have been in 2019. That's the bear market. Bullish crossover here went up 31%. Bullish crossover here went up 693%. That was the top of the bull run. Bullish crossover here, this was in between the two peaks of the last bull run. And we just had been up. That's LA1999 with a super chat. Guys, I appreciate that. But I'm not willing to say at this point that Ben goes up only, but it has gone up recently, so we'll see what happens. But when you look here at this bullish crossover, this to me is probably this run up right here. Because if you look at the run up that we had, look at the U, it was a little bit shorter than normal, and that led us to pop up pretty quick. I would say we could be in it. We could have this massive run up. Now, we've always thought there was going to be a massive run up to about 45 or 50, maybe close to 50 in this bear market somewhere. This could be the beginning of that. What are your thoughts? This would match what we saw in June of 2019.
100%. Yeah.
I'm tired of these. I'm just going to say it. Pussies. Pussies. Sorry. We like to be family friendly here. But that's what Ledger is. Stand up to the government.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Very low IQ.
It is time that we as a people do something different. They're bullies, they're thugs, and they're criminals. The government has become an organized criminal organization. And I'm tired of people not standing up.
Right.
There are way more of us than there are of them. Why do you think they come after individual companies and they come after individuals? Instead of the people on here saying, Bitboy should go to jail. SEC, stand up! Stand up! It is time! The fact that Ledger, one of the stalwart companies in this space, is now bowing down to the government. They're winning now. It's time we take it back. You want my crypto? Come and take it. Ooh. I'll find somewhere to go where they can't take it.
Right.
And guess what? Pry it out of my dead hands. I will stand up. I'll continue to stand up. I'll continue to be one of the only people in this space that has balls, period. Stand up. Stop talking about it and be about it. Ledger, you're dead to me. We will never work with you again. We will never put a link on here again. The fact that you have cowered is not the spirit of crypto. I hate these people. Hate these cowards.
I know.
Stop being a freaking coward. They're just men like you and me. Some of you may not be men like me. I don't know.
Some of you might be confused.
Drew's a man like me. Well, Drew, are they going to get your crypto? Or are you going
to
cower?
Hell no. And this reminds me of the Coinbase thing. Remember, we were screaming at Brian to stand up. Look at him. He's standing up. He's putting his foot in the ground. You can stand up for yourself. You can't cower to these, you know,
you can't NGOs do it.
You can't.
When you begin to cower, they pounce on you and they take advantage. Be strong. This is what the entire movement is about. Stop saying, CZ, you need to go to prison. CZ is doing the right thing. He's saying, I don't like banks. Every move he made was strategic because he knows they're going to come after him. Open your eyes, people. Open your eyes. Revolution is upon us. Revolution is upon us. There are more of us than there are of them. There's only a small handful of people that think they can run this. And that's not true. Together, we are one voice and we are much stronger. And it is time for us to stand up. And I know for every me out there, there's millions more of you out there that feel the same way that I do, that you love this country with your passion. You love the people of this country and you will not be bullied and we will not be bullied going forward. It's time to take over. Get Joe Biden out of office. You understand all of this has happened since he took over. All of these companies are saying, well, I guess we'll have to go everywhere. Guys, Joe Biden's not the president. Don't know if you know that. I'm pretty sure you do. We did a poll on here. What was it? 90% of people said Joe Biden should be out. 90%. 90% of you have a brain. It's amazing. We have to get this guy out of office. The Republicans need to stand up. They also need to have balls. And they need to start removing these demons. Like Gary Gensler, removing these lizard people. Stop talking about it and be about it. We want to see the bills, Warren Davidson. We want to see some action, Tom Emmer. We want to see make moves. Stop talking. We don't need a 37-month-long hearing to get rid of him. Congress, you're in power. Do it now. Get off Biden? No, I will not get off Biden. You're wrong. If you don't like me talking trash about the worst president in American history, I don't need you in here. You're against the movement. You're against the movement, period. This isn't about a Republican or a Democrat. This is what this one man has done since he's been in power, or the people behind him have been in power. They just continue to take advantage of him. And if you don't like the direction of this channel, where we want to overthrow people that have your worst interest at heart, then you're not cut out for the Bit Squad. You're not cut out for Ben Nation. So you know what? Go ahead and do us a favor. Turn around, see yourself out, and don't let the door hit you on the way out because you're probably such a snowflake, it'll knock you over. Here's the fact. Evan Wilson says, crypto literally wouldn't be the same without BitBoy. Imagine if BitBoy never got on YouTube. Scary thought.
Truth.
I almost quit. And in December of 2019, in January of 2020, I almost quit. I was this close. My channel wasn't going anywhere. Sorry, I'll get emotional. I'll try not to.
Don't do it.
My channel wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't the face of crypto, you know? And it was very difficult. Went through a really, really hard time. We couldn't pay bills. Mm-hmm. I had to borrow money to get Christmas gifts for my kids. That's how low we were at one point. Now look at us.
Yep.
Look at us now. I work harder and I care more than anybody out there. And don't ever let anybody tell you that's different, because it's not. We were very close. Just, you know, when I was back in rehab back in 2007, there was a phrase we used to always say. It was, just on the other side of a wall is a breakthrough waiting to happen. You see that a lot in addiction. People, they try their best, and they just ended up at the same place. It was only 2 months later, the next month after January 2020, when I almost quit, and February of 2020 is when I had my first viral video. And we went to we doubled our subscribers in that 1 month. And then it was off to the races.
Yep.
But it was very close. And so the crypto world almost was without BitBoy. And there's a lot of people who tell you that'd be a better crypto world. And I tell you, you must live in a dark place.
For sure.
That's what I tell you.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? How's it going?
Dude, it's going so good. I want to, before we dive into the BitLab thing, I just have to say a little piece here. Coming back from the Bitcoin Miami thing, it kind of re-sparked an inspiration in me for how many different people we all met out there. The Crypto Banter team, Crypto Face, yep. Tom Crown, Crypto Crow, Cryptos, all these people at the Benjamin Cowan event that he did. And it made me think about, you know, how much more open-minded all of us need to be, because even some people, I have my own preconceived notions about it. It made me think about you, Ben, because you are such a polar, and I can't really figure out why, you're such a polarizing person in the space. that even before I came to work for the team, I have my own thoughts and, you know, not realizing I wasn't taking my own agency to create my own opinions about things. And it, what I've learned since working here on the, at the Hit Network and working directly with you since August is, you know, what really brought it into focus is, you know, that harassment charge that they brought up against you. Yeah. And it was actually a beautiful, beautiful shining moment because they had all this evidence that they could never produce. And this goes back to what you're talking about on how hard you work. They had this idea that you had the time, even 20 minutes on a work day on a Friday to make all these calls. And when you asked the team, hey, does anybody know, have a schedule of what we're doing that day? I looked, that was the day you and I were filming 100% of the time over the, and it's just, it, it makes me realize it goes directly back to this, this fake image from the Pentagon too. All of us as people need to be better about making our decisions based on fact, not because we just saw an article from CNN or on Twitter, or we heard somebody, there's a Twitter feed or the Twitter conversation going around right now, whether or not people like Andrew Tate or not, they're asking people, should he be in jail? And they're like, oh yeah, well, why? Well, because he, we're so narrative shaped. We need to get away. And I'm going to curse. We need to get away from that shit. We need to dive in to facts. And, you know, when we think about BitLab Academy, what this is all about is looking at charts and trying to figure out a way that we don't buy into the emotionality of a green candle and be the guy that buys at the top of a wick. If you bought at the top of the wick, that means you followed a narrative versus following a strategy.